This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
A few years ago, a court in Ecuador ordered Chevron to pay some $9 billion in damages. For decades, a U.S. attorney named Stephen Donziger had fought for that award on behalf of indigenous Ecuadorians. Their land, he argued, had been polluted by drilling. But little's been done to remediate that remote corner of the Amazon, and none of that money has been collected, in large part because of how that lawyer, Stephen Donziger, behaved. Paul Barrett's written about this. His new book is called Law of the Jungle. It's good to have you with us.
Glad to be here. Hi, Dave.
I wonder if you could introduce us to the man at the center of your book, Stephen Donziger, this lawyer who, just a few years out of Harvard Law School, takes on this case. It is indeed the only civil case that he's done his entire career. How does he end up working with these indigenous peoples in Ecuador?
Extraordinary story. So Stephen Donziger has experience in Central America even before law school. He's gone down there to cover the Nicaraguan Civil War.
As a reporter.
As a reporter for UPI. He found that reporting, while exciting and romantic, didn't really put him centrally in the action. He wanted to be a protagonist. He wanted to be an actor, not an observer. Then he learns about this nascent lawsuit in Ecuador. Everything comes together. This fight is going to become his fight.
And it is for a number of decades.
That's right.
My immediate question was, who was bankrolling this? Who was bankrolling his involvement in it?
No, good question. At the outset, this was being bankrolled in a relatively conventional fashion. A plaintiff's law firm of long standing in Philadelphia signed on to cooperate on this case, and that law firm spent some $7 million on the case. But eventually, as happened with many of his colleagues, Donziger had a big falling out with the head man at Cohn, Swift & Graft, and they fell away. So he needed other forms of financing. Stephen Donziger was an extraordinary financier, an organizer of the financial resources necessary to move the case forward.
And an extraordinary publicist as well. He got a lot of public attention on this case.
You know, publicity and celebrity wrangling would probably be his greatest strength. The documentary filmmaker Joe Berlinger made a film called Crude, which debuted in 2009 at the Sundance Film Festival, with Robert Redford applauding in the audience, Sting and Trudy Styler on the dais saying to the elite audience, get your checkbooks out, you've got to support this lawsuit. An extraordinary series of achievements, which then became his undoing.
Yeah, about that, I mean, this movie shows him in Ecuador, yes, meeting with plaintiffs, the people whom he represents, but also doing all manner of things that ultimately, as you say, lead to his downfall.
Call them avant-garde legal tactics. He invited Berlinger and his film crew to follow him everywhere, including at his private meetings, including at lunches where he would hold forth on how corrupt the Ecuadorian judiciary was and how winning in Ecuador was all about pressure and making the judge feel that he might be killed if he ruled against the people and for the oil company. Chevron sees the released movie and sees that there are discrepancies. Chevron takes that to a federal judge and says, Judge, we want to see all the rest of the field tapes. From there, Chevron was able to persuade the same judge to force Donziger eventually to turn over all of his hard drives, all of his emails, and in there was the evidence of much worse behavior, bribery, coercion, submission of false scientific evidence.
You address this in the book. I mean, a much smaller judgment could have made strides to clean up this place.
Absolutely.
How much would it have cost, and what should have, what could have happened to clean it up?
Maybe the order of magnitude is tens of millions of dollars, $100 million, but right away this thing took off into the stratosphere. The order of magnitude became billions. Donziger framed the only villain as Texaco and then Chevron alone, completely obscuring the role of the Ecuadorian National Oil Company and the Ecuadorian government.
He's not in jail. What's he up to now? What's Steve Donziger
right
up to?
He has a certain following. There are environmentalists who still are behind him, but many of the people who've worked most closely with him have abandoned him and have, in fact, accused him of fraud. And that includes some of his past financiers, some of his past co-counsel, some of his past scientific experts who have said, he tricked us and we disavow what we did in connection with this case.
Paul Barrett, a senior writer at Bloomberg Businessweek, is the author of Law of the Jungle. Paul, thank you very much.
It's been my great pleasure. Thanks, David.
We've got an excerpt of Paul Barrett's book, Law of the Jungle, up on our website. Check it out. It's at marketplace.org.